where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Lambton Public Health is still waiting to hear back from nearly 4,000 students who haven't provided updated immunization records. The health unit started mailing out suspension notices on Friday, but parents can file for an exemption. Suspension orders for elementary students will take effect March the 5th and March the 28th for secondary students. In Ontario, required records include immunizations for diphtheria, tetanus, polio, the mumps, rubella, measles, meningitis, whooping cough, and chickenpox. Those requiring an immunization are asked to contact their healthcare provider or book an appointment at a Lambton Public Health clinic. Hydro One has submitted its final environmental study report and statement of completion to the Environment Ministry for the St. Clair Transmission Line project. It includes measures Hydro One intends to use to minimize negative effects on the environment and the residents along the transmission route. It also looks at steps to limit the impact on woodlands, wetlands, and wildlife, including replacing hedgerows and windbreaks with compatible vegetation after construction. It's believed demand for electricity in southwestern Ontario will quadruple by 2035. The OPP are appealing for information in a double homicide that happened in Elgin County 25 years ago. A $50,000 reward has been issued for tips leading to the arrest and conviction of anyone responsible for the deaths of Roger Smith and Wendy Haverin in Southwold on February 2, 1999. They died of blunt force trauma, but their bodies were revealed when Southwold firefighters responded to a deliberately set house fire. Today is known as Safer Internet Day. The RCMP is reminding parents and the public about the prevalence of sextortion, a growing threat impacting our youth. They say the online blackmail crime impacts youth in every province, territory, region, and city across the country. Police say countless children and adults in Canada and around the world have been threatened this way, and there are resources and supports available to help. This includes calling or texting 988 for immediate and free mental health crisis support and suicide prevention intervention. Meanwhile, police in British Columbia say a suspect has been charged over the sextortion of a BC boy who died last year. RCMP officers traveled to Nigeria last summer, where they worked with local authorities to arrest two people, one of whom was released. Police responded to the sudden death of the boy last February, and an investigation determined he was the victim of financial sextortion. And the city of Sarnia wants to know whether they should keep their crossing guards in-house. A survey has been launched to gauge public input. A trial in-house crossing guard program is underway for the year, but staff are looking to review the policy. Manager of Development and Transportation, Alistair Brown, believes the trial has gone well.
It's a great group of individuals, and they're providing a fantastic service for the community, so we're really happy to have this opportunity to review the program.
The survey is open until February 21st at 4 p.m., and once that's finished, staff will make a review and bring it to council. Mainly clear skies tonight, low minus 4, sunny tomorrow, high 6, a mix of sun and cloud Thursday, high 8, and cloudy skies Friday, a 40% chance of showers, high 11 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.